this is a very important matter in those countries too. So we have
to what can we do to hold the boats and the village?
Hello.
Eugene Pulliam calling on line 0.
Take this, honey.
All right.
Hello.
You do that and talk to him, and if you can't be here tomorrow, change it, but get my speech ready for Monday, longest line, tell him I'll do it Monday, and see what we can do with Bob Stevens, see if somebody can call him, and just tell him that we've done a lot here, and we're going to do more next year.
Well, let's see what we've done, but just so we just can have it now, 30 days ahead of time, put it down.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Gene, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine.
I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear you. I was just, talking about you to one of our mutual friends at 2 o'clock this morning.
Good God. What are you doing up at 2 o'clock?
Well, I got in John Connolly came up from Texas. And
bless his heart, he's coming out here.
Yes, he told me he was. He told me he was.
Well, I was talking to him. I've got to be... that's the day that you're planning on coming, the day before you're planning on coming to Indianapolis. Well, Jack called me yesterday, Jack Belen, and asked me to give you an idea or two about this. Are you still planning on this Indianapolis stop?
I would sure like to.
Well, if you make that at noon, I will give you a hell of a crowd. I'm going to be there, and I will see to it that you get it. Here's what I would do if I were you. In this case, first place, let me tell you this, that you're going to carry two states.
What's that?
You're going to carry two states that Kennedy lost in 1960.
Is that right?
Indiana and Arizona both.
Oh, God, Gene, that's wonderful. God bless your soul.
Now, here's the thing that I would say if I were you. I'm coming to Indiana because of the warm hospitality and cordial treatment. Hoosiers always have accorded me when I, you know, they did.
Yes, yeah, sure
I'll
did.
I'll never forget the enthusiastic reception and support you received, I received when I visited Indianapolis in that 1960 campaign. I was delighted to visit you here in 1963 when I came out to help raise some money for the Democratic Party and elect a fine young man, mayor of Indianapolis. I understand Mayor Barton is doing an outstanding job. Then to our minister, my friend Vance Hartke, Indiana did the nation a real service in sending him to the Senate. No one has been, he has been one of my most loyal friends from the very day he took office. I need him in Washington, and I'm thankful too to Indiana for sending another young, fine young man, Birch Bayh, to the Senate. They're doing a wonderful job. Indiana should be proud of them. I'm told you have a fine candidate for governor to succeed your distinguished governor, Matt Welch, who could not succeed himself. If Raj Brannigan is as good as my Republican friends out here tell me, and you know I do have a lot of Republican friends out here, say he is, he will make a great governor. It seems to me the Democrats have been a winning ticket this year. I know you've always voted for Republican presidents. Now why don't you give the Democrats a chance? This administration is dedicated to peace, prosperity, and progress. And we have proven that we can have peace and prosperity and progress. I have demonstrated that I'm a friend of business under the private enterprise system. And I'm also proved that I'm a sincere friend of labor. Business and labor are working together more harmoniously today than any time I can remember. That's the way it should be. Business and labor should be partners. They can keep the economy of this country strong and avoid the economic disasters which occur when labor and business pull apart. Look at the record of this administration for the past year, and you will find that I have done everything in my power to keep business and labor moving forward together. The business economy and the high employment and high wages that prevail today prove that this program of business and labor partnership is succeeding. That's my story. That's why I came to Indiana. I want to see you and thank you for your warm hospitality to me in the past years and ask for a vote of confidence to continue my program. Now, that was just about what I was telling. I'm going to make these suggestions to you. I wouldn't discuss a word about civil rights. You've got the bill passed, and you've got to have lift the damn thing. And we've had no flare-ups there. We've had no demonstrations in Indiana. We had a little trouble up in Lake County when Wallace was there, but it's died down. I just wouldn't raise the question at all, and I wouldn't discuss Vietnam or foreign policy.
I agree.
In the first place, a lot of people don't know where Vietnam is, and you get to use a lot of words and don't make any friends. And on the foreign policy, you've got to go too far to explain. You see, people in Indiana have regarded He and Eisenhower gave them, they think it was a giveaway. Now, you haven't been guilty of that, but it takes too long to discuss it, and it isn't important in this election. I think the business is reading you're going to carry Indiana because you've done a hell of a good job being president. And I wouldn't get into a discussion where you might get some from Fairback about Hartke and Brannigan.
Good.
It's going to be very helpful to you to see them elected.
Good. Okay, that's what we'll do, my friend. I got a fella here now. What makes you think we're going to carry Arizona, though, Gene?
The figures. I tell you what I'm going to do.
What do they look like out there?
They look, just between you and me, we never publish our primary poll, but I'll have the final poll. It'll be finished and complete. Unless you get tied up with something else, I think I'm going to see you around noon on Friday, the 16th of October.
Yeah.
And we will have a poll of both states completed, and I'll give you the figures there. But unless there's an explosion of some kind, you're going to carry both states. I'm amazed at the vote here.
Where are you?
What?
Where are you?
I'm in Phoenix.
Phoenix,
at my home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well,
there's something about Roy Elson that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Roy could use this appointment of Judge Castro,
yeah,
just at the right time, put Roy over. Of course, we worked like hell and got him over because,
yeah,
but some of these, I hope I'm not hurting your feelings when I say this,
no,
but there's McFarland and Ackerman, some of these people,
yeah,
are trying to bring Franklin Roosevelt and Senator Pepper out here.
Oh, God,
it would
no.
be absolute disaster.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's
you
right.
see, there's 75,000 to 100,000 Democrats,
yeah,
voting Republicans.
Sure.
And they're going to vote Democrat this year,
sure,
because they think they got a Democratic ticket. But to let somebody like that come out here and make a man, and every one of them will go over again.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I just hope if he has a chance
I'll tell him that. I'll tell him that now.
Well, also tell Bailey, the National Committee, not to send those people out here.
All right. I'll do that.
That's the only thing that I think could happen. And, of course, I'll have to say the U-Dolls are right in there with McFarland. They want to see Roy beat, you know. They want this thing opened up for them.
Oh, well, we got to elect Roy.
Well, you're damn right we have it, and we can't elect him.
Yes.
Right now, he and Sam Goddard are pulling together very, very fine. I'm going to have him in my office in the morning to map out their publicity campaign and keep them running as a team, because it's what you need to get the Democrats back. I said, listen, just go out and say, come back home. You got a fine ticket. You got a fine president. There's no reason to vote Republican. We don't even got the Republican. We got 75,000 to 100,000 Republicans. I mean, Democrats have been voting Republican.
That's exactly right.
All they had to do is get them back. You know, get half of them back in their hands.
Here's a friend of yours who wants to say hello.
Gene?
Yes.
This is John Connolly.
Well, for goodness sake, John, I'm glad to hear your voice.
How in the world are you?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Better watch out, Gene. He'd like to borrow some money from you or something.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you, and I'm sorry I haven't seen more of you recently.
Well, listen, you're coming out here.
Yes, sir. On the 7th.
I just told the president about, I told him to get you and nobody else and not have the Roosevelt and Pepper and these other people coming out here.
Well, God almighty, I don't want to be out there if they're coming. Are they coming?
No, they're not going to come. It's not till after you're here, but they oughtn't to come at all.
Well,
this will be a fundraising dinner, and John, there's just one thing to sell.
All right.
You've got a great plan, you've got a great program. The people are prosperous, and I wouldn't discuss civil rights, I wouldn't discuss foreign policy. I simply put it on the basis that this administration is a friend of labor and a friend of business, and it's proved it. And this country's going ahead. And because of anything else out here, you see, there's 100,000 Democrats who've been voting Republican.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a president carry this state for I can't remember when.
Yeah.
They've always voted for the Republican president, although it's a Democratic state. Well, then our poll showed that Johnson's going to carry the state and carry it very, very nicely. Unless something like this happens, now, if you make these 100,000 Democrats mad, we'll just go over and vote Republicans again.
Gene, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm not going to make them mad.
I'm ahead now, and then you bring John out there, and if I lose, you know who I'm going to lay it on to.
Well, sure enough, can't lay it on me.
Well, he means he's going to lay it on me, so I don't believe I'll go.
Is that a fair conclusion, Gene? I'm ahead now, and you and Connolly put on a party, and I fall behind, isn't it fair to conclude that y'all did it?
Now, Gene, are you going to be there for the next week?
No, I've got to go to I got to go to Indianapolis. The president's coming to Indianapolis on the 8th, and I sent you an invitation to the. I'm entertaining the New York Central Board. They've never had a meeting in Indiana, and I've had about 500 business people from all over the state in there. And it's the same day that the president's coming to Indianapolis, only he's coming at noon, and this is the night affair.
Well, I may just try to go out there.
But I think you're... Listen, who am I talking to now?
This is John.
Well, listen, Conley?
Yes, sir.
Well, you come out here because I told him that there wasn't anybody else that they should get. You'll be the best drawing card except the president for a fundraising dinner, and all you do is just simply talk. Don't jump on the Republicans.
Oh, I'm not.
No, there's no use to make him that. All you have to do is get Democrats to vote for you.
Hell, 40% of the Republicans in Texas are voting for me. I'm not about to jump on.
All right, that's all you have to do. I think the president ought to stop here, too, on one of his coming and go. We've got an airport crowd for you that'll... Amazing. Where is he on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on.
We'll get a crowd for you. You'll stop at the airport even if it's only a 30-minute stop.
All right, we'll try to do it. I'll be there. I'll be in Indianapolis. I'll tell him what you said, and we'll try to work it out.
But I just remember this one thing. Keep this on business.
I will. I know that. I agree with you.
Yeah, well,
the Gallup poll shows that I've got 36% of the Republicans. In Pennsylvania, I got more Republicans than he's got. In New York, I got 2% less than he's got. So I'm not going to run them off.
Well, but the main thing is I wouldn't get into the civil rights.
I don't get into it.
And unless there's an explosion in the Orient, I wouldn't even discuss Vietnam.
I'm not.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Are you still going to be there on the 16th as far as you...
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'll see you then.
All right.
Thank you.
John?
Yeah, Gene?
I'd like to write to you a note. Where I sent it to Austin?
Yes, sir.
Just an outline of some things to beware of.
That's exactly what I want you to do, and I want you to tell me who to praise.
Well, you see, you've got two. You've really got a good group of candidates here. You got Roy Austin and Sam Goddard running.
All right.
And I just told you, McFarland and Ackerman there's no reason in the world why they should. The candidates are the men who should have something to say about a campaign, but they try to run Roosevelt and Pepper in here, and it damn near busted up the whole machine. But they've called that up, and I said, well, get John Conley. I said, for Christ's sake, he's the only man that you can get a crowd with that everybody will like.
Well
that's one. But they still want to bring these other bastards in here.
Well, I don't want them to come when I'm there.
Well, they won't be here then.
All right.
Well, I don't think they'll come at all.
And I'll tell them not to bring them at all.
Mr. Jack Blenny on.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We're going to have people get in touch with you and move into this Indianapolis situation. We sure need your help in getting us a crowd. That's
I'll
the biggest
get you
thing.
A crowd. Just let me know.
Yes, sir.
You're definitely going to be there.
Yes, sir.
And leave the crowd to us.
All right, sir.
When will you think you'll know about it?
I think that I'll be in touch with you in the next 24 hours. We hope to get that thing squared away.
Well, I will be here until I've got to leave for Indianapolis Saturday morning, and I'll be there the whole week. I'll be there 10 days before the...
Yes, sir.
So we'll get your crowd on it.
Thank
you, sir. Try to arrange for him to have a